This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
I can see clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old.
LASIK, I'm about it today.
Take advantage of the offer. Do it. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Come on, Sin.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Brother Scott,
Mr. Scott Whitney. By the way, you guys, I'm just telling you this. Here's the thing to do. You guys got to get yourself on the, there it is, the live stream before the show, because we were playing Name That Tune. We gave away hundreds of dollars of prizes. And so if you're watching the podcast, we appreciate that. That's great. Give us a, you know, a thumbs up, five stars on the old iTunes. But yeah, live stream. I think somebody just bought a condo because of the game that we had beforehand. Anyways, I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. And of course, I'm joined by, I'm telling you, she probably is the best woman in the world. I'll say that because it's true. And I don't lie. I never lie.
In the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, my naughty jelly sweet, Melissa Whitney, big hand. Remember, the audio people have to hear you say something that's really...
Sorry. Yes. I'm a little distracted. Sorry. Hi, everybody.
Right. She was arrested for speeding again. No, she wasn't. She could have been. She's got jury duty, and she's not happy with that. Hey, on today's show, we're going to celebrate great art, great food, and a great comedy, and we're going to curse the end of something very important to us. Gong, gong, gong.
Tomahawk said no.
Before that,
especially today, huh? Have you left the house today?
Yes. I had to sign documents.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's not good out there.
No, it's creepy and gray. But we'll talk about that, sadly, in a minute. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, LASIK in Nevada, the most experienced LASIK cat running around here in Nevada. We're working on a new website for them. It's pretty groovy. LASIKofNV.com is their old site, and the new one is coming up. Go check these guys out. Dr. Rothman's okay. And, of course, those crazy kids over at the Vegas Video Co-op. I like them. I think they've got legs. Interesting stuff. Phase one enrollment has been completed on the co-op and not taking any more.
Well done.
Yeah, very good. So phase one enrollment is done, and we're going to begin accepting applications for phase two. We wanted to do Friday, but I've got a bunch of other things I got to take care of. So we're probably going to start taking applications on for phase two on Monday. Well, thank you. Oh, you're a very kind crowd. I've always liked you. Today's drink that I'm drinking today, listen, now I've talked about many drinks. Yes, I've talked about the Moscow Mule. Yes, the Dark and Stormy.
I think
yes,
I know what that is.
The Crown and Diet. Yes. The
Can I guess?
The Captain and Diet. The yeah, yes.
Me.
Oh, in the back. What would you guess?
Me. Tanqueray and Tonic.
So here's the thing about that. There are some drinks that are good, and then there are some drinks that are, in fact, the nectar of the gods. Mm. The nectar of the gods. If Ron was here right now, he'd say it like this. Hold on. Let me see if I can get this bad boy to go. Stand by.
The nectar of the gods.
All right. Yes. So it's Tanqueray and Tonic. Now, that's a gin and tonic, and you're like, well, Scott, that doesn't sound very exciting. Wrong! Here's how this plays out. So, the Tanqueray and tonic, it's a couple things. First of all, it's the Tanqueray. Now, this is a gin and tonic, the Tanqueray. Why? Because the Tanqueray's got a little cow, whatever you call it. I like it. It's got a little pow, a little spice, a little ping, a little pow. Of course, we've got somebody here in the Las Vegas area. They call him Oscar Goodman. He likes the gin martini. So you must think, well, he must know about gin. No, he doesn't know shit about gin.
You would think so. You'd think he'd be an expert.
Look at him. You would think he would know. He doesn't know. Come on. He's drinking Bombay. Bombay is like, no, Bombay, they say it's velvety. Have you ever eaten velvet? Have you licked the velvet?
I don't like Bombay gin.
Yeah, it's crap. It feels thick. It's like drinking cough syrup. It just feels creepy. Yeah, slick. Yeah,
that's
like,
how I would describe it.
If I got a sore throat, bam, I'll hit some Bombay. But if I want a tasty Tanqueray and tonic, gin and tonic, bam. So here's the thing. Here's what makes it nectar of the gods. Tanqueray, tonic, ice cubes. And then, and I don't have it, which is not, this means this is not quite the nectar of the gods. And that is Rose's lime juice.
Do we not have any in there?
We don't have any.
Did you look in the all the places where it might be?
Everywhere.
In the pantry?
Yes.
You sure in the pantry?
Yes.
Down below in the back behind all the stuff.
Well, if it's back below, it has turned black and fuzzy. Which, by the way, Rose's lime juice tends to do after a while. If you open it and you don't use it, it turns black and fuzzy.
Down on the bottom part.
Yeah, no, I've looked everywhere. Trust me, I've looked everywhere.
It's just weird that we wouldn't have that.
Well, we haven't. I've kind of cheated.
Yes.
I've cheated a little bit on the Tanqueray and tonic, and now I'm back.
I know, because you were a rum person, and then you were a whiskey.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Then you're vodka. Now you're back to gin.
I would.
You had some tequila in there.
Yeah, arguably, I'm ambidextrous.
Long time. Then you were also into the wine. Now you're back to Tanqueray.
Wine. You know what? This fucking wine. I don't trust it.
Maybe it has to do with the volume.
Tomahawk said no.
No, that's not what it is. Tomahawk says no, which means Tomahawk knows. Tomahawk knows that Tomahawk says no. The Rose's lime juice is really what you strive for. It's like this, or whatever it is.
And so regular lime doesn't work?
No.
It's a little more tart.
If you're freaked
right?
out,
Rose's lime is a little more tart.
Yeah. So what you do is you go for the big. This is a quarter wedge. Quarter wedge is important. I got to get the limey pow, and so I put a quarter wedge of lime in there. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your nectar of the gods, everybody.
Okay.
You know, I tell you what.
Now people are going, damn, I need a drink.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, it makes me want to do. Have a drink on me. All right, we're back with Have a Drink on Me. Hey, this is the part of the big show where you, ladies and gentlemen, get
Are
to.
Sure, thanks.
Yeah, but you can't take them.
I just was making sure you were ready.
I think I do all day to sit around here. Well, we used to say something very bad, but we don't do it anymore. This is the
Who's
part of the big
we?
Show. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Make me sad.
What do you mean? Who's we?
Jacob and I would say, I'm not sitting around. Do you want me to say it?
No.
I didn't think you did.
It's hard to say what you two gentlemen were doing.
This is part of
saying.
The show where you guys can wink a drink. Wink.
Wink a drink.
We want to wink a drink.
Wink a drink. Wink a drink.
Where you can win a drink on me. How do you do that, Scott? Well, you send your answer. I'm going to give you some clues here. You send your answers to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Okay, let's take a look at last week's clue. Here it is. Oh, that's not the right one. I don't want that one. I want, let's try this one. How about this one? That's the new. This is the bar that we. What the fuck? The bar. This is the bar. Oh, what the? Oh, I guess this. Never mind. Anyways, that's the bar we went to. This was a tough one.
Good. Which,
you know what? All my co-hosts say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, smart people, so they can deal with a tough one.
Yeah, all my co-hosts are like, yeah, good. I'm tired of all these fucking people doing this. All right, here's what we got. We've got
a big stack there, so.
We've got Shannon.
Uh-oh.
From Minnesota. We got Joe.
Do you want them flat like this, or do you want to fold them up?
Just put them in there. We got Phil Tiki. We've got Andy from New Hampshire. We've got Christina V. We've got Daryl Piner. By the way, Daryl is from Las Vegas for Beginners. He's got a great website, great Facebook page. Go check that cat out. And we've also got Dan DiBruno from the New Jersey. So what is the answer? Well, this bar is called, cleverly enough, Michael Mina's Bar 52, ladies and gentlemen. Bar 52.
Bar 52, where's that?
I'm sorry, Bar 1842.
How many of those drinks have you had?
Okay, try that again.
Wait, are you thinking of... are you thinking about the Vegas...
What did I get 52 from?
Area 50, the 52...
Yes, that's 51.
Wow, 51? That's, okay, well...
All right, so here it is. This is Bar... this is Bar 1842. Michael Mina's Bar 1842.
Do you know where he was?
Or something else. It's hard to say, actually, but that's what it is. It's overall, it's on MGM in that you know, shopping area right across the street from
McDonald's.
You don't
even win McDonald's. Your own game.
Yeah, well, I don't have to. I already got a fucking visor.
I'm just saying. Okay. Here we go.
All right, so am I going to pick?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. I'm going to pick. Are you going to pick? I'll pick. Okay. I've never picked before.
Okay. But let me just turn
get it all wobbly. Go ahead. There you go. There she is. You know, we're an, you know, best of breed, making sure that we're doing all the right things. No cheating here. Tell me when you're ready. Okay.
I think you should mix them around with your hand too.
I will. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna crunch them all up. Oh, that's good. See that?
Why don't you just take one?
I will. All right, here we go. Who's going to be the big winner? I forgot to tell them what they win.
Well, tell them.
Oh, stop. Here's what you can win. You can win either a drink on me. I'm going to move it over here. Either a drink on me, which who wouldn't want that? You know, surprisingly, a lot of people do.
I've had a few and it's spectacular.
Or you might want a Vegas Video Network visor. Here it is. Right there. Stand by. Hey, Melissa, are those iron-on logos?
No, hell no.
They're,
we don't do that.
They're embroidered because that's what the big boys do. Or, if you'd like, you could have one of these amazing CDs.
Spectacular.
Get Jazzathon, Crisp Acoustic, or Crisp Acoustic 2. All right, here we go. Back to it. La-da-dee. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm very excited for you. I'm going for this one right there. Okay, here we go. Oh, there it is. The first time winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
I'm very happy for this guy.
Are you?
It is Daryl Piner from Las Vegas for Beginners. And what does he win?
You have to wait till you hear
Daryl.
Daryl
can win either a woolly, outstanding visor. You could have a drink on his best friend Scott, or you could have this CD, or this CD. And thanks again for playing. Oh, that music can early for playing. Have a drink on me. Congratulations, Daryl. I will be sending an email to you tomorrow about that. You're very excited. All right, let's look at today's Have a Drink on Me. Oh, here it is. Oh, this is going to be a tough one, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. Let's get to it for the... All right,
I always said that, but there were a lot of people that had that right, and that place is relatively new.
We got a couple that said Spago.
Oh, interesting.
All right, here it is. Here's our newest Have a Drink on Me. All right, are we ready for our tips? We have three basic clues, as we always do. Let's have the music for the clues. Nope, we're done with the fucking show music.
Like, really? I just got here.
All right, no, that's not the one I want. God damn it, come on. There it is. All right, for today's tip, this lovely bar is in the downtown area. It's downtown.
Downtown.
It's on the corner of this particular street. It is a pheasant.
Would you like to buy a pet pheasant?
Would you like to buy a pet pheasant? Let's have some more of that music, Juana.
Would you like a pet pheasant? Would you like to have a pet
pheasant? And so it's a downtown bar. It's a corner bar.
They like birds.
And finally,
that's enough. They like birds.
No, and good finally, luck. They have a bold use of the derivative of the word fuck on their walls. It's true. That's it. All right. If you
just picked that one so you could say that word.
No, actually, I did not. But and I actually had to go online to make sure I could justify that. I didn't remember. But then it's right.
Like, you don't swear and say that word frequently.
Yeah, neither do you. Anyways, if you want to go, let's not talk out loud. If you want to guess, you're going to send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. All right, I'm going to ask you guys to do something for me right now.
Send $10 and each to...
Right. Remember when I was wanting to do that pay-per-view stuff? I'm back. Just send me a bunch of fucking money, and I'll take it, and then we'll be done. All right. Here's ta-da. What we're going to do. Ta-da! Ta-da! And then we're going to leave, and then we're going to do living in New Mexico.
New Mexico?
Phoenix. It's hotter. Living in Cabo, wherever it's... Where, right now... Well, okay. Moment of silence. And, you know, a good friend of ours, a close thing of ours, has recently died to us. It's the Whitney Villa pool. Kind of sad, really. The weather is changing here now. And I miss my mom. We used to go out and play together. And, you know, it was 84 degrees and it was fun. Now it's, I checked it this weekend. How you doing, pool? You okay? I pulled the thermometer out of its butt. I mean, thing where it goes. And it was 64 degrees. What the fuck? All right. So, yeah. So, I'm not really happy with this. I'm really kind of sad about this. We look at each other. We were driving around this weekend. The fuck happened? It was nice and warm, and it was lovely.
We did not have much of a summer, you and I, did.
And so, all I want to say is I feel bad for my pool. Because we're gonna look at it now.
I feel bad for you and me.
I'm gonna pay for the pool. I'm like, go ahead. I've been fixing the shit out of that pool. I've been adding.
You have. I have to say I'm impressed by your.
I'm Eli Electric, man. Yeah. I'm changing electronic stuff and I'm changing mechanical stuff. Yeah.
I knew you had electrical skills, but I didn't know. About
mechanicals and pimpy stuff and yeah, come on. But
we didn't really have a summer. The Do you pool's feel like that? Yeah. I feel like we didn't have a summer.
I know.
What happened?
You know what it is? The older you get, the faster time goes.
I don't know. I don't think I'm that much older than last summer.
I know. I don't know. It just makes me
Something
upset.
Happened this summer.
Anyways, so we're not really happy about that. We're thinking of moving and going to, we're going to do a new show called Living in the Bahamas. Where it's hot all the goddamn time because I'm sick of this cold nonsense weather. And we just started.
Then you're going to be upset about what? Hurricanes. What do you know about hurricanes? Because I'm pretty sure.
What do I know about hurricanes?
I don't know shit about hurricanes. I'm not sure you would do well in a hurricane.
All right, don't make fun of me. All right. I feel like I need to. Really, I'm pretty sad. I think I need to have somebody cheer me up. You know what I need?
Vacation.
I could have a vacation or a call from an international viewer.
Let's do that. Oh, I would love a call. I could use that.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, my name is Roy. I watch your show a lot. I actually stumbled upon your show on YouTube.
We're a YouTube partner, by the way.
He probably was like, whoa, what the hell? Who are these people?
We get a lot of people stumbling upon us and going, oh man.
They stick around for the freak factor.
I got to click off.
They're like, whoa. Kind of like people do with Honey Boo Boo.
He's on the other side of the world. Literally on the other side of the world. He's like, the fuck is... All All right. Let's continue on with Roy.
Roy.
I used to live in New York, and right now I live in mainland China in a city named Dalian.
Well, I cut out the part where he said, if you want to Google it, you can. He spelled out the word Dalian. It's in China. I have a general idea where China is, just so you know. Well done. Let's keep going. I'm digging the fact that we have an international call. We have a lot of people in Australia that listens to us. All right, here we go.
I'm coming back to the United States for my, I'm actually moving back to the United States on my birthday.
But wow.
Want to sing?
I don't think they want me to sing. Come on.
Do it like a Marilyn. Happy birthday to you.
You have to do it soft, like a whisper.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Dear you.
Not like the devil.
Happy birthday, dear Roy. All right, let's continue.
Okay, that's cool. He's coming back.
The year of 2015.
Back. Oh, but he's not coming back until 2015.
My God, so he's a planner. Roy, I guess if you got to get back from China, you got to plan ahead.
He's like,
it
hey,
is a long trip.
We're thinking, you know, we get emails from people like, hey, we'd like to meet for your drinks. And Roy's like, I'd like to meet with you guys for a drink. 2 years from now. So if you could check your calendar, are you guys clear in 2015? We are, Roy.
We'll be in the Bahamas.
Right, living in the Bahamas.
We'll be out of the country.
Make a U-turn.
And I'll be moving to Las Vegas. So
oh, my God, how fun.
All right.
How does he know?
February 12th, 2015.
February 12th.
Why Las Vegas?
Why?
Why not?
Exactly, why not? That's what we said.
I love that.
We picked up our stuff and moved to Beverly. And then we couldn't get a job there, so we came to Las Vegas.
Oh, they wouldn't let our type there.
I've already lived pretty much everywhere else in the United States. Philadelphia, New York, D.C., San Francisco, you name it. I've lived there. Ex-flight attendant.
Bam! And ex-flight attendant. That's why he's lived everywhere.
I love it.
Is that part of the deal where if you are, you can just like live wherever you want?
And yeah.
You
just pick up on your flights.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Now, ESL teacher.
ESL. English. As a second language.
That's right. That's pretty cool, actually.
That's why he's in China. So he, you know what that means? He probably can speak Chinese.
Not necessarily.
But how do that they? But wait a minute. You have to.
My friend. No, if that's I'm, not
wait
true.
A minute. Wait a minute.
Michelle lived in Japan.
She didn't speak Japanese. No. So wait a minute. She's got a room full of Japanese people.
They don't want you to speak. They don't.
But how do you say? I'm going to teach you the word for dog.
They show you a picture of a dog.
So it's all English.
Dog.
And they don't go, in cow.
When I was taking
dog.
German classes, they
There's
did
no
not
English.
No.
How did you like that?
It forced you to pay attention.
Yeah, right. But the whole time you're like, German, what's that?
You're very cultured, honey. Very, very cultured.
Don't make fun of me.
Just wanted to say, hey, what's up, guys? Hey. And I'll see you in 2015.
I'm excited to meet Roy.
2015.
I think he sounds
mobile.
Very interesting and adventurous, and I'm pretty sure we'll have a drink with him when he does get here.
Damn right, guaranteed. Damn
how interesting. Or if I ever get to go to China with work, he could come meet me.
China. All right. So here's, cheered me up.
That could happen. If that does happen, I'll let you know.
That cheered me up. Here's another thing that cheered me up, and that is I got to see one of my favorite talk show people in my whole world, Craig Ferguson. And he was over at the Sands showroom.
Doesn't that seem like that was a very long time ago?
It does. It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
And so the reason, when I was setting up the show, I'm like I always do, what the fuck are we going to talk about? I'm like, oh my God, I can talk about that. And I can talk about, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. So Craigie, as he's known, as the host.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Craigie?
Yeah. He's the talk show host for The Late Late Show on CBS. He is, I would argue, the best talk show host on television.
Early? I mean, the late. Late, late. Why do they say late, late?
Because it's like 2 in the morning. It's like 1 in the morning. It's after Letterman. Hmm. So he far and away the best talk show host on TV, but he doesn't get the juice for it. He's not young like
nobody's up that late.
But it's, well, it's, yeah, it's the same time, same time that young guy who's going to take over for whatever his name
Kimmel?
Is. Nah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the reason why I wanted to bring him up is two things. First of all, this showroom right here is really a great room to see shows. This is they call it the Sands showroom. And here's the map of their seating. It's super intimate. And because now we had a little we had a little confusion with the ticket taker gal on the phone. That was weird. It was a little weird. We had a little communication breakdown about where the seats were at, and this
theater is right by.
It's right across the street from where the Blue Man Group is, and now where Rock of Ages is.
Right, it's right there by Aquanox.
Yep. But look at the seats here. So we were in six. You see where it says 664? 64. That's about where we were. We were one row behind that. Great seats. And not a bad seat in the house. Super intimate. I love this place.
Yeah, it was great.
Really, this is where, don't play. I pushed the button and stuff happened.
You knew that was
going to happen. I tried to just turn it back on. I'm like, oh, that's not what I wanted to do. But just such a great venue to see a show. And I will tell you this, Ferguson, he's my kind of comedian. God bless his little heart. He's not the joke, you know, he's not the set punch. He's a storyteller kind of guy.
Right.
I love storyteller guys. I love them. And it reminds me of Ron White. Ron White is my current, it used to be my current favorite comedian. I was really worried about Ron because, you know, Ron's a partier. And I'm like, oh, shit. After his the blue collar thing, I thought he might lose it. And then God touched me on the shoulder and he said, your wife wants to watch Scandal. Yeah. And it's on Netflix. Yeah. So subscribe to Netflix.
I think that was me. But Melissa equals God. That's good.
So I signed up to Netflix so she could watch Scandal, which is not nearly as good as Suits, by the way. And
I liked it a lot.
And then let me just tell you. All kinds of Ron White stuff, including a 2012 thing. I'm like, uh-oh. Let's see. Because he plays here all the time at the Bronx.
I know, and I've asked you many times if you wanted to go see him.
What do I say?
Because I know you like him. And I like him, too.
Love him.
You said you think you've seen all his material.
I'm afraid he's gonna do a Sam Kinison. I'm afraid he's gonna do a George Carlin. He's gonna fall off a cliff and he's gonna suck.
And that I want to remember him as a great guy. And that you've seen everything and he's not gonna have any new material.
Right. I was freaked out. So I watched this and I'm like,
or he'd be bitter.
Oh man. This.
But that's not what happened.
This. So I watched him on the Netflix and I'm like,
I went to sleep last night to your giggles.
I'm laughing out loud, chuckling. I was chuckling. I was like Santa. And it was just outstanding. And I will tell you this, God bless Netflix. Not because of Ron White specifically, although there's, you know, that's a good thing. But here's the other thing that really has got my thing about Netflix. And that is this. They've got this really awesome series of shows about rock bands. Actually, it's about specific albums.
What'd you do today?
I worked my ass off today. Yeah, I did. I watched one video. This is funny. I didn't do it, but it's funny. I was signing documents and working on this and doing that. Yeah, I was busy today. But there is a lunch occasion. Like yesterday's lunch, I was watching Asia, how they made the Asia album for Steely Dan. But I'll tell you what. Here's what got me. So I'm going through, while Melissa's watching Scandal, I'm going through and trying to find all these shows about great albums, and so I'm going through here. I'm like, that's a pretty good album, and then all of a sudden, the best rock album ever, in my opinion, it changed the world. It changed heavy metal. They were going to talk about this.
Kiss?
No.
That you just flash back to what, 12.
So that's Deep Purple, Machine Head. And I got to watch how they made that. I don't remember. No, I was older. Now I was in high school. Oh, no, I was actually probably in junior high. Holy crap, Emoto. So I watched that. I watched how they made the Steely Dan Asia album. I watched how they did, what's another one? I don't know. Anyways, you know what? Netflix, two thumbs up.
Was it worth that $8?
It is now.
The whole $8 that you were hesitant to spend?
Netflix is awesome.
I've been trying to convince you to pay for Netflix for what? 4 months?
All I'm telling you is,
let's go, tightwad.
Netflix.
Let's buy some Netflix.
Netflix is like God for right now. Oh, Rush. Rush, 2112 and Moving Pictures. I watched that. Awesome. It was just, oh man, I'm telling you, I love that stuff, man. It was awesome. Here's what I didn't love. I cried in public last week.
Yep, you did.
Tomahawk said no.
No, it's true, I did.
I didn't.
I did. You didn't cry?
Nope, I was comforting you.
You notice I didn't want to hold your hand then? I didn't want to be comforted. So we went and saw War Horse. Oh, man, War Horse. Look, so here's the deal. So we subscribe. You can't help it.
You're kind of a softie.
Look, I am a softie. I hate to see animals, especially animals, get picked on. It pisses me off. So War Horse, you know, huge buzz here in Las Vegas. It's at the Smith Center, which I think we've talked enough about the Smith Center, but nonetheless, I will talk about this. War Horse was the very first Broadway level play that wasn't a musical. Now, I will tell you, we've seen, I don't know, 10, 12 shows there. And I think the first one was Color Purple. And when you've got Izzy, whatever the gal's name is, I think your husband is kind of shitty. I mean, you're like, God, this really shouldn't be a musical. I liked it better when Whoopi did this deal. So every fucking show's a musical. You're like, all right, I get the musical. Give me a show without a musical. War Horse, no musical. I will tell you this. We got about 10 minutes in. I'm like, I would go for a song right now. Please sing, because this is going to make me fucking sad. So sing me a song, piano man, because you're freaking me out, man. So we're watching this fucking show, and I'm like, oh, man. Oh, let's see. Let's keep it together. There's two acts. This is like a 3-hour show. I don't know. It's like, you know, being marooned on fucking Gilligan's Island. It's a long show. So I'm watching it. The first part of it, I'm like, okay, so the dad is bad. The son who loves the horse is good. I get it. Blah, blah. And by the way, the reason why I'm bringing this up among other reasons is because this thing is touring around the country. So if it comes to your country, your state, if it comes to your city, your state, go see it, because it's really impressive.
Fantastic.
The staging is impressive if you're not a pussy like me. So,
but how they do the horse, which is,
oh,
they
the
do
horse
it,
is, it's awesome. It's a puppet, kind of.
It's a jointed puppet is how I described it.
It's amazing.
It's done by three people.
Yeah, it's just awesome. So the horse is running around, the puppety horse, and it's like, oh, well, I'm okay. I'm all right. Now, at the same time, but I'm okay. Now, Melissa is there, and some of her workmates are there, so I can't be coming out all red-eyed and go, and I did remember saying to one of the people who you work with, I'm like, I hope I don't cry. And she's like, well, it's okay to cry. I'm like, look, Dr. Phil, I fucking know it's okay to cry, but I don't really want to cry in front of 1,400 fucking people who I don't know. You're like, right, because part of our seating arrangement is we're the first in the bathroom. So I'm in the bathroom first, and I do my pee, and I come out, and I'm all red. And they're like, you pussy. I don't need that. All right, so the first half of the show gets to him, like, all right, okay, all right.
You made it.
The second half gets up, and that's when he's in, you know, it's World War One. The horse goes into World War One. He, you know, he's separated from his owner. All kinds of crap is, and I'm like, oh, shit. Here it comes.
Oh. Hey, you're an old softie.
I'm looking around.
You're trying to hold it in too.
Melissa goes to grab my arm. I'm like, fuck, I don't need that. I'm just
Well, I felt bad for you.
Oh, it was horrible. So this is about...
Not the horse.
Three quarters of the way through the second half. And I'm like, right, I'm like, okay, now I got to do the math here. what's the average tear drying, you know, speed in a air conditioned location? Am I going to be able to get the fuck out of my seat and be able to see your friend again, your workmate, and go, I didn't cry? So I'm thinking the whole time.
Were you really?
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, and you're trying to be casual when you're wiping your tears. You're like, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, all right. My eyes are a little itchy. There seems to be a lot of smoke and dust in here in the Smith Center. There was no smoke or dust. What it was a fucking story about horses. But the good news is, Mike's like, why don't you go ahead and put on a dress? Hey, fuck you! Don't tell me to put on a dress. Anyways, I'll say this about that. It's a good show. Go see it.
Did you like it? You liked it.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I feel like I have to.
Moved you.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go ahead and crush somebody's dreams. Hot and horrible.
Oh.
Boo-doo. 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 All right, so this is Hot and Horrible. This is a part of the show where Melissa and I talk about somebody, and Melissa goes out of the way to crush somebody's dreams.
That is not true. I don't know why you say that.
Because
it's not
just
me.
Funny.
It's you too.
Oh, I don't do it. I'm actually.
I'm nice.
I pretty much believe in everybody. You, on the other hand,
I'm nice.
Who cried? You or me? I did.
Well,
who's the nicer one?
We're not saying
who's the most
who
emotional
is
one? Who's the one who cares? Oh, that was sweet. Anyways, today we're going to talk about a little company called Echo and Rig. Echo and Rig. Let me say a little of this about that. Don't you touch that boy. Don't you touch that boy.
Don't you touch that horse.
Don't you touch that horse. That horse was a wrong. Don't you touch that boy. All right. Echo and Rig. Where is Echo and Rig? Tell us the story, Melissa.
It is at Tivoli. Is it Tivoli Square?
Square.
Which is over in Summerlin, near Boca Park, off of Rampart. Sort of in the Rampart, Charleston area. Tivoli. Is it Tivoli Village or Tivoli Park? Anyways,
it's Tivoli Village. That's
it's
right.
That new little development that they built in that same development. There is View Wine Bar, and they have a Poppy Den. Is it Poppy Den? They have a a little bit of shopping there. It's just a brand new development. Like I said, just across the street from Boca Park.
Right. So it's right by the valley entrance of.
There's a Brio there.
Yep. So we've heard about this place for a while, and decided, let's go check this place out. Decided let's not go to the strip. Let's go down to Tivoli and see what they've got going on. So, a couple pictures here. This is a blurry, crappy photo from the. Oops! Oh my God! Dogs and everything. Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's neat. That's professional. Why don't you go ahead and close that door? So this is the opening of Echo Rig. And here's what's really cool about this place. This is a butcher / steakhouse. So, it's like a big boy butcher. It's the real deal. So, you walk up and you're like, what the hell is going on with all that steak and stuff, that cool, groovy stuff? And you keep walking in. This is a big-time butcher. They're not screwing around here, which adds, it's a really nice vibe to, you know, just walking in. And you can tell they have put a ton of time and effort and thought into how they want to present this place. It's not just a restaurant, it's the butcher shop kind of vibe. So we go in there, you know, the first thing you see is, you know, this guy over here, he's cutting, making chicory stuff and sausage-y stuff. And like I said, it's a big boy butcher shop.
You charcuterie.
Can go, yeah, you can go in there and you can actually buy the beef and just go out and cook it yourself. It's that kind of a place.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's, well, I think it's really cool. And so then they, so you walk into this place and you see the butchery place and there's a little, you know, hostess there. And then if you make a left, there's the bar. You know, it's a nice little bar, very
it's
cool.
It's small.
It's small. And we decided, okay, let's go ahead and let's grab a drink because there was about, I think they said about a 40-minute wait or 45-minute wait or whatever it was. And this was on a, do you remember what day it was?
Saturday
at about 6:30. So we went out. They have an outdoor patio. This is my beautiful wife looking beautiful and pink.
I do look pink.
You That's do look funny. Pink. It's because there's pink lights underneath or changing color lights that glow up. So we're out there and then... You know, a few times in this show, I think we've already discussed that Jesus touched me on the shoulder. Here's another example of Jesus touching me. A menu was put in front of us, the drink menu. And we looked at it and they had, you know, that's nice and that's nice. And then we saw this, the Gingin Echo Mule Mule, which is my favorite name for a drink ever. I'm just going to order Gingin Echo Mule Mule for everything. I might want a gin and tonic. Hell, I might want a Captain Diet. But I'm ordering it Gingin Echo Mule Mule because it's the greatest worded name drinky thing ever. So we had a couple. And you know what?
They were good.
They were good. They were good. And so how much does it cost? So these drinks were $8 a pop.
They're big, too.
Oh, they were. No, they weren't that big.
Pretty, were, but not much smaller.
They are those tall, but not super thin, but medium thin.
I would say not that much smaller than that.
They're close. That's close. A great drink. I mean, you know, you can see it's
got.
How much
was it?
It was $8. I just said.
Oh my God, that's cheap.
Yeah, $8. And it's got, you know, Rogue Pink Spruce Gin and Domaine de Comte Ginger Liqueur and Lime Juice Simple Syrup. Fever Tree Ginger Beer. Uh-oh. There it is. That's part of what made it, like, godlike.
Fever Tree is my favorite. Fever Tree Light.
It had, and then it had French or fresh mint and then rosemary. Here's a tip, kids. You take the drink. Melissa wasn't really into this tip, but I did it. You take the drink, and it's got the rosemary things kind of sticking up out of the glass. And
Don't
you put the rosemary in your nose as you're drinking it.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
No, here's why. It makes it savorier.
Okay, but that's ridiculous.
No, it was so good.
Who has been poked inside the nostril by rosemary?
It was awesome. Let me just tell you this. We had a couple of those drinks, and here's how we looked after a couple. Yeah, that's how you do it. You have a couple of them there, savory rosemary up the nose drinks, and everything's feeling pretty damn good. All right. So we talked to the waitresses and the bartenders, and they're all very lovely. They tried to explain to us what echo and rye means.
Right, rig.
Rig. Sorry. Echo and rig. And echo is like a...
let's just say it has something to do with like tree fairies.
Tree fairies. Echo's a tree fairy and rig is a king.
Yeah, kings and tree fairies. And
they weren't completely clear on it, which was
stuff like
fine.
That.
So then they said, all right, time to eat. So we're on the ground floor. That's the butcher area and the bar. And then you right. got to go up. The one thing I will say about the bar area and the outside patio... They had a little area off to the side with a bunch of dishes and plates and stuff. They should clean that up. That didn't look good. All right. So now we go up the stairs and we get to the main dining area. So we sat where you're seeing us, and it's not super super fancy or anything. I mean, it's pretty austere actually. You know,
hard. I agree. It's a little.
I think it's a little cold.
Yes.
I think it could be warmer. Given the vibe downstairs.
I think it's a little. I think because it's so open.
Yeah.
That there's so many. It's so open, so then there's so many tables.
Yep.
That you just feel like you're sort of sitting out there.
Yeah. And there were. Yeah, I get that. There were
some
gaps.
And there's concrete.
I mean, you can see like there's a huge space in the middle there. Where there probably
could
have been a table.
Yeah, right in the middle, there's nothing in the middle there. I don't quite understand why, except I think they probably are moving across there in different directions a
lot. Yeah, that might be. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's where the stairs dump into. That's probably part of it as well.
Yeah.
But so it was a little austere up there. It wasn't real
it's
sexy.
Not quite right.
Not quite. But I will tell you, the service is outstanding.
That friendly, but not snotty.
Friendly, fun, smiley, and super enthusiastic about the restaurant. I forget our waiter's name. Passionate about,
like, they like the food.
Yeah,
like,
so here's a look at the menu. Actually, I think I've got a better shot at the menu.
I love the menu.
I love you. Yeah, here's probably a better shot of the menu. Let's put that up there and see if that's better. Yeah, that is better. So what they're doing, which I think is pretty smart, actually I think it's brilliant, is they focus on these vegetable small plates up there. Do you see that? The $5, $7, and $9 things. And then so you kind of eat those first. Like remember, I normally judge a restaurant on what? Caesar salad. Didn't have a Caesar salad here. I decided that let me take a shot at these small plates. And so we ended up getting the cauliflower chili di arbo, blah, blah, for $5.1. We got the portobello fries with herb aioli. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
And then we also got the bacon, which I don't see. Where is that bacon?
It's bacon with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, which is up there somewhere.
And I liked all three.
Yeah, they were great. So we ended, yeah, so what do they look like? So here is what those foods looked like when we got them. And I didn't even do the Caesar salad. So here is, oops, sorry. So here is the portobello mushrooms, fried portobello mushrooms with the aioli, whatever. Just, man.
So good.
They were just outstanding. And here's the bacon. Now, they gave us a taste of the bacon at the bar. And I was like, what's that kind of bacon called?
Nooski.
Right, Nooski bacon. Nooski bacon. We're having a little Nooski bacon.
Nooski is the brand. It's a family.
Yeah, and then they were like, we'll have that. And that's what it looked like. And it's got the goo. I'll tell you what, the goo, which is kind of a barbecue. BBQ goo. I had it straight. Just give me the straight bacon, baby. Give me the pig. Because, there ain't nothing wrong with that going on there, folks. It was outstanding.
And I even like the cauliflower. It's kind of a nice crunchy.
Right, the cauliflower, which is what this was here. And it was really good as well. I happen to like cauliflower, but God, it was just amazing. So then what we decided to do is, all right, instead of look at the pricing here. So the butcher cuts, the Spencer cuts, they're in the $20 range as opposed to the $50 range. Now, it's because they're not as big as cuts, but you don't need as big as cuts because you've filled up on the vegetable and small plates. Yeah, we end up doing it. So we ended up getting the ribeye caps, as I recall.
So good.
And it was kind of cool because this is one of those places that has the open grill area or the open kitchen area. So this is where we were sitting literally right next to the kitchen. So you can see all there is like four, I think I counted 10 or 12 people back there at any given time, just running around. Making stuff. There's some more of those portobello mushroom guys, you know, and it was just such a cool vibe that, you know, we just loved it.
They had an outdoor dining area too.
Right, right, right.
That looked kind of cool. The food was excellent. The meat, didn't you think it was amazing?
Meat was great. And
they said they could custom cut.
And they also did. And they also provided three different goos. Here are the goose.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about the goose.
Here are the goose. See where it says sauces? We got the
to pick your sauce.
And we got how many did we get?
We got
the béarnaise, yeah. The green peppercorn, and I think the charred onion. And they were all good, but the truth was I ate it straight, which is the real test of a great steak is the steak in and of itself good without pouring A1 sauce on it.
It's delicious.
It's outstanding. But here's the thing that blew me away. When we go out and, you know, go to a good steak restaurant, if we come out of there for less than $200, we think it's a fucking victory, you know. And our bill was $93 coming out of this place. Unbelievable. It was basically half price for the steaks. The drinks, You can see she had a Malbec. I had another Echo Mule. Echo Buka Buka Mule Mule.
Yeah, and that's what they drink. And we brought food home.
Yeah, $8 a pop. And you can see, you know, the sides were seven, you know, between five and $7. And we even have a turtle sundae, which was, you know, quite lovely as well.
And they served you bread. And if you don't want to do what we did, they do have entrees down there. They had salads. Yep. They have everything there. Fish. You know, steaks. If you want a big steak, they would custom cut one. It was really good.
Yeah, they've.
In fact, I wouldn't mind going there again very, very soon.
I think we will do that. So again, this is Echo and Rig. They're over at Tivoli, off of
Rampart
by Boca, and they've got it figured out.
I kind of don't want to tell people about it.
Yeah, I get that. A lot of people say that about me. I don't. Tell anybody about you, Scott. I want to keep you to myself.
That's right.
So, based upon what we've talked about.
A++.
Hot or horrible?
Hot.
Hot.
Hot, but tell everybody it's horrible.
Echo and Rig, everybody. I would say go.
They got it figured out.
And thank your buddies, Scott and Melissa.
Now I'm craving.
I know, it's good. You know, it's interesting. You know, Melissa and I have a certain affinity for the whole art and wine vibe,
which is big in California.
Well, and that's it. You know, we I was about ready to say we grew up.
Huh. Well, we didn't.
We didn't grow up. We met in the Northern California area, the Silicon Valley area, the San Jose, Summerlin. I mean, Sunnyvale, Los Gatos, Palo Alto area. And they have a ton of art and wine festivals.
Every city has their own.
Basically. Yeah. And they're all good. They're all very good.
And they're all and the like same spaced out kind of, throughout the year. Yeah.
So we really got to liken them their art and wine festival. So we moved here to Las Vegas. And when we first moved here, I don't know if you remember, we used to go to these things over at the Cashman Center.
Oh, yeah, like the cowboy, holiday show, yeah. Whatever, fall jamboree,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was lacking.
It was not good.
I would argue. And so we've done a couple other things where, you know, let's try to check out this place. We went to a place over at the Rio thing.
We were always hopeful.
We really were. We've done a couple Summerlin things. Summerlin is huge.
It's close. It's
beautiful.
The ones that, maybe we should do, there's one coming up in Summerlin. Maybe we should try it again. We haven't been to the Summerlin one in a couple years.
Right. And then we get wind of this play, this show called Art in the Park. Now, Art in the Park is brought to you by the good people of Boulder City. You know, when you look at their website, you got to think, that's all about art, isn't it? What a crappy website, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so we hear about this Art in the Park, and we heard about it from a vendor who we saw at this crappy show that they had at the Rio. The only good thing was, you know, jumping dogs, jumping in the water. I was going to show the video. I'm like, screw it. He's like, this show, all these shows are crap. Go to the Boulder City one, and it's the real deal. So I'm like, all right, we'll go, which is the next week. So Boulder City, God bless its little small town soul, is a small town. It's a little podunk thing about 30 miles outside. It's
it right popped by up to help when they were building the dam.
That's right.
It was created a town around building the dam.
That's right. And it still remains this small, cute little town. We've been to the downtown area maybe once or twice.
We're always drawn to it.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of Los Gatos, actually.
Because it has a real downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. And very nice. And on this particular day, on these 2 days for this Art in the Park, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 people decide to show up to this location. This is the drive to Boulder City. We're like, holy crap-a-moto, man. That's a lot of cars. Oh, is there anybody behind us? Holy crap-a-moto. There's all kinds of people behind us as well. What the hell? This is a town of about five.
It was a convoy.
Yeah, I could do that. It was a convoy.
It was a convoy to Boulder City.
It was. So it was so funny. So we get there. We're about 5 miles outside, and they have this sign that says, come over this way for parking shuttle parking. So we're like, well, let's try this. And we're like, the fuck is this? We're about, Melissa's on her iPod. She's like, or iPhone. And I think we're about 20 miles from this place. And we get by it, and they're like, $10 for parking. 20 miles away. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to do that. Let's go ahead and take the back roads, which was genius,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it was good.
It was genius. So we come in from the south onto this park, and we get a parking spot on the street.
Half a block away.
We're like, you know what?
For free.
We're smart kids as Whitney's. So we walk up.
You know what it is, though, honestly. It was your parking karma. Let's be honest.
I have great
parking. If I was by myself, I would never have gotten
it. You'd have parked at the $10 400 miles away thing.
That would have been if I had been by myself, that would have been as close as I could have gotten.
Yeah. Now, this all happened last weekend, by the way. And so we walk up, and the first thing we see is, bam, people. That picture right there has more people that was at the last Art and Wine thing we saw in Vegas.
I was like, oh.
It's like, this is awesome.
I wanted to start hugging people.
Right. Thank you for being here. It was so great.
I think
How about more people?
I think it's because they do serve booze there.
I don't think
they serve booze at the Summerlin one.
Yeah, so, you know.
We should look that up.
Guess how many people arrived at this thing.
Oh, you have the numbers?
Yeah. I had the numbers that they 100, quoted 000. Me. 100,000 people. Go to this thing. 100,000.
That's what you said.
This has been going on for 50 years. And I'm like, wait a minute. How in the is Boulder City, this little podunk town, getting 100,000 people showing up and Summerlin is not? Well, if it's booze, then Summerlin are idiots.
Go look. You need to look up the Summerlin and see if they have.
Oh, they don't have. I can't.
Not only they had beer, they had margaritas, Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I saw another one that had Texas tea, which is that alcoholic?
No, that wasn't alcoholic. So 100,000 people. I'm like, okay, booze, beer, all kinds of good stuff. And okay, so that's fine. What about the art, Scott? What about the art? Well, here's the thing about the art. By the way, there's just another
really
picture of a
great, like,
thousand,
you know,
more people there. It's
carnival
just awesome.
Food there, right?
Yeah, big.
Good smelling, yummy stuff.
Oh, it was all great. So, you know, a lot of times you go to these things and you see the same deal. You know, it's the wood thing that's got the scarecrow painted on it, you know, and it's a happy scarecrow, or it's that same crippity crap bullshit. And they had that, right? And Melissa basically tried to kill me. Because she spent, I don't know, it felt like about 4 hours in a booth to get
giants. No, you can't
giants,
say too much.
Can't talk about it, I guess. Did your mom watch this show?
But other people might watch it. Who would tell her?
She spent time on a thing that I was shocked that she could spend so time on. And so
there's a Christmas present.
So it started off a little crippity crap, and I'm like, all right, but it's okay. I got, you know, I'm all right. And then
he got a little testy.
Oh man! All of a sudden, we're walking around, we're seeing people, we're doing great stuff. I turn a corner and I walk into this cat here. And I will tell you this about that. Here's his website. Not the greatest website in the world. His name is Wes Cook.
Not horrible, Cookson. Though.
And everything you see on that site is made of metal. Really?
Still,
how about
right?
Some close-ups? Oh, well, I get that. Let's do some close-ups. Why not? And so you walk up to his booth. And, oops. You walk
He's
up to his
out
booth.
In there.
And bam. That's all metal, kids. See that hat
that
to
was,
the left?
That
metal.
Was, that was spectacular.
How about this? I really liked this. I thought it was cute. And everything has a story. Do you see the little fishes under the dock? They're going to go fishing, but the fishes are under the dock. This is all metal work. Wait a minute. How about that? That's all metal. I love this one. That gun and that holster, everything is metal. And the gun, you can pull out of there. And the thing weighed a ton. It was unbelievable. He likes this one. This is, you know, Fishes in the Sea. He's a big deep sea diver guy. It was awesome, man. Just freaking awesome. I would ask you who are watching or listening right now to go to steel-art-by-wes And I don't know, maybe buy me something.
Buy you something.
Yeah, sure. Just a little thing, nothing big, nothing expensive, nothing extravagant. But here's the great story about this guy. He's been doing this for 4 years.
Since he retired.
So I'm like, hey, Art, or Wes, sorry. Hey, Wes. Hey, Wes, what'd you do before you were making all these great pieces of art? Well.
Because you would think it might be something artsy.
I was a master welder. Well, again, yeah. What'd you make? Barrels. I'm sorry, what? Barrels. What?
You know what they were?
Yeah, they're what?
Trash cans.
Yeah, barrels.
The big trash dumpsters.
That's not what he said. He said he made barrels, trash barrels. Or do you think he said dumpsters?
That's what his wife said.
It was so funny. He would say, yep, the sky is blue. And his wife would say, well, the sky's not blue. It's red. All right, fine. And eventually I actually said to them, how long have you two been married? They're like, 40 years. And I'm like, well, I get that. I think that sounds just about right.
Well, you were asking how long it took to make one of the pieces.
Right.
And he was underestimating.
Yeah, he's like, a few hours. Or a few days. He's like,
because you said, how long could you get that done? And he said, a couple of days. Which any wife knows that's not the truth.
I'll tell you what, though. This guy, pick me up. Go to his site, get me one of those. I'll hang that shit up.
You know what?
That, I love that. And I will say this, they're a little pricey. A little bit. Like that one there, I think, was $850. That's not terrible. But like the one that I really liked, that's not the one. This guy here, I think it was like $2,000. Or maybe wow. $800. That's a little high.
But so, you know what I like? I like that he did all this after he retired.
Yeah. Awesome.
So it gives me hope, right? After you retire, it gives you
hope.
You can still do all this stuff. It
gives you hope.
It does. What?
All I can say is. All right. So find this guy. Go to his website. You'll see the other shows that he does. I think he's great. We saw other good stuff too. Some nice jewelry, good food.
There's all kinds of great.
It was
art,
just such a great
art, great crafts.
Look, if you're gonna
all kinds of good stuff. Then.
If you're gonna do one of these things, if you're a city and you're thinking about doing this, you got to call up the cats who are running the Boulder City Play, the Arts in the Park, and ask them what the hell are you doing. They've been doing it for 50 years, so that gives them some advantage. We actually saw a booth that said, this is our last year. Thanks, everybody. We've been doing it for 26 years. I mean, what the?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's just awesome. So I say this. Go check out Wes. The guy's a monster. He's the best that ever was. And I don't want much from you, but if you could buy me a little something from Wes.
Oh, yes. Shameless.
I'm just saying that. I'll love
shameless.
You.
Shameless.
You know what? Everybody can go themselves. I just think that they really should buy that
themselves.
For
they
me.
Should buy something for themselves.
All right, buy it for yourself. Go
buy your own
babies.
Something.
Big babies. All right. That's it for the big show, everybody. Thanks for playing along. You guys are the awesomest. Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do that. You can send
or
it to
call
on
us.
Air Q. Well, am I done yet?
Like Roy. Right.
Can I go to the
I'm excited.
On our Q at livinginlv.com. Again, on our Q at livinginlv.com. If you want to check us out on the online thing, you could go to our Twitter page. It's Vegas Video NTWRK. Facebook at Vegas Video Network. We are on iTunes. Hey, go listen to us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Say good things about us. Thumbs up and all that kind of crap. And of course, we're on Roku as well. And as Melissa pointed out, because she knows everything and she's fancy that way, if you want to, you can leave us a voicemail like Roy did. You just go to our website. You click the little red tab on the right side and you'll see that little pop up. You're going to click start record. You must have a microphone to do that. But of course, you know that. That's why you're the smartest listeners in the whole wide world. But that's it, everybody. Thanks for playing along with us. We're going to see you in a couple weeks. Good luck on the Have a Drink on Me. I have faith in you. It's hard, but you people are smart. I've seen you work. You'll be
that's
okay.
Right.
And with that, we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye. Thank you.